am I supposed to think?
You think what you want. I don't care.
Fine. So I think.
And we're back for the final moments of our time together this morning. Morning Cannoli is talking about the United States Supreme Court. Right before the break, I was reviewing some of the cases coming up in the next term of the Supreme Court, beginning in October of this year, 2022 to 2023, mentioning this case having to do with whether or not universities and colleges can consider race in making admissions decisions for its incoming classes. A second case coming out of Colorado once again, determining whether religious liberties and religious expression and religious freedoms should in fact overcome the rights of the LGBTQIA community to non-discrimination, having to do with this woman who is providing website designs for marrying couples, her decision not to do so for a same-sex couple. How does that jibe with our general perspective in support of the LGBT community and non-discrimination laws, including that right there in Colorado? And right before the break, talking about a third case also on the docket of the Supreme Court involving once again the environment, this one under the Clean Water Act, and having to do with whether the Clean Water Act permits the building of more properties in protected wetlands. I mentioned right before the break that Antonin Scalia, way back in 2006, had drawn a fairly narrow interpretation of the breadth of that law, saying that it covered only wetlands that have a continuous surface connection to a river, a lake, or a major waterway. Justice Kennedy, obviously on the court at the time, said, no, no, the standard applies to wetlands with a significant nexus, a connection somehow, to one of those large bodies of water, not a narrow interpretation of the law. The couple in that particular case, that environmental case, is asking the Supreme Court to adopt Scalia's definition, a narrow definition of the Clean Water Act, after an appeals court last year ruled the Clean Water Act governed their property. And so we'll take a look, we'll monitor, we'll hear the oral arguments. Probably that case may be the first one up in October as the new Supreme Court convenes in the fall. Yet one more case coming up also, which we'll chat about. But before we do that, let's take another caller. Kristen, thank you so much for calling in this morning. What's your question or comment here at the WAUK Radio?
Hey, Jim. So I have two questions that are kind of related. One of them is, you know, since when, well, I shouldn't say since when. When are we going to stop with this? Okay, there's a new face on the court, so now we're just going to bring back all the cases that had already been decided, we thought, and just redo this over and over again, you know, when we thought a precedent had been set. And apparently 50 years is not enough for this court to be considered a precedent. So that's the first part. But the second part is with this whole, you know, I don't want to serve some portions of the public. How can they not see the court, the slippery slope here of, okay, you don't have to serve the LGBT community. Then the next person could say, I don't think the races should mix. That's against my religion. So I won't serve anyone but white people. I mean, there's like a million things people could claim as a part of their religion. Where does it all end? I don't understand how the justices could be so stupid.
Where does it all end,
that's
Kristen?
My question, Jim.
Very good.
How can the justices be so stupid?
Right. And I'm going to leave that portion of it alone and prompt you and others to think about that perhaps offline, Kristen. But appreciate the, again, more than rhetorical observations you're making. The first one, I'll put the lawyer word to this. This is stare decisis, right? Cases have been decided. In case of Roe versus Wade and Dobbs, the decisis, that's the Latin for decided. We've decided these things. We shouldn't always go back and revisit them. And that's your point, Kristen. Courts can, as I said to an earlier caller, they can revisit things if there's a case in controversy that comes up. And certainly there have been situations, we know, the Dred Scott decision a very long time ago in which the Supreme Court basically institutionalized racism. We came back and revisited that, right? And said, no, that's wrong. But you've got to have something of that kind of dimension, right, to go back and revisit these things. And the overall arc of human history, of civil rights history in America, America has been, as I think your first observation suggests, has been toward increasing rights and increasing the notion that people should have life and liberty and pursuit of happiness. And this notion, again, as you very accurately and articulately described, where, okay, we're not happy with the way the world is, let's get a new case in here again, and let's go in the opposite direction. Let's reverse things just because we can. It's very troubling. It's very troubling to me. I think it's very troubling to many people. Regardless of what side of the political aisle you're on, this notion of settled law and things that should, in fact, be understood, I think your point is very, very well taken, and a concern that's out there beyond just what we're hearing today in these recent cases. As to this other matter that you also raise, again, it's coming up again, as I said. It's the LGBTQIA issue. It has legs beyond, as you just indicated, Kristen, far beyond the Colorado circumstance. And maybe it would have been a good thing if the Supreme Court had, back in 2018, had really wrestled with this decision when it came to the cake baker. Masterpiece Cake Makers was the name of the case back then. They didn't. They kind of drop-kicked this and punted on a procedural issue and sent it back for greater development and better treatment of the cake maker himself. So it's back again. And we do have here what seems to be, I don't think it's an irreconcilable situation, but one the Supreme Court's going to have to resolve. And as you said, if it doesn't do it right, if it doesn't do it properly here and acknowledge that there are human beings in America and they have human rights, they have civil rights to enjoy all the liberties of all the rest of us, and regardless of all immutable characteristics, yes, sexual orientation, sexual identity, and race and national origin, disability, ability, familial status, economic status, all those kinds of things, all those immutable characteristics, none of that should be subject to discrimination, right? That's your point. And if, in fact, you open up the door to permit someone to come forward and say, well, my faith, my religion says that I can and should discriminate. I don't like something about who those people are, whether it is their orientation, their gender identity, whether it's about their race, as you said, but it's about their, frankly, another religion, right? Any of those immutable characteristics, those things that make us real and alive. If you do that and you permit religion to basically sanction discrimination, here, it may not be the most catastrophic thing in the world. It has to do with a website, but nonetheless, it stands for a larger principle. If you let people do this kind of thing, discriminate based upon, and I would offer, use religion for the purpose of engaging in discriminatory conduct. Your point, Kristen, is where does it stop? Where do we draw that line? And the Supreme Court has this opportunity now, and again, it will be constituted just as it is right now with the 6-3 split, if you will. Sometimes Justice Roberts, again, finds himself in the middle on these things. But in this particular area, in civil rights, certainly voting rights, he's usually sided with the majority of his other Supreme Court justices. Supreme Court has this opportunity now coming up in this term to hear oral argument and to wrestle with this long festering issue. What does religion mean in America? What does the First Amendment mean? And how does that square with, and can it be squared with, LGBTQIA rights and other rights that are out there? My own view, and I think, Kristen, implicit in your comments, is the view that they can be reconciled. There's nothing about this case coming up that the Supreme Court will impose upon Ms. Smith something that requires her to deny her own faith. But she can maintain that view. She can maintain whatever her views are, but still provide services, provide opportunities for all customers of all sexual orientations and gender identities in her professional capacity. Nothing about that is irreconcilable with her maintaining her own faith, but nonetheless following the anti-discrimination laws of Colorado and other places. I think that's how you resolve these kinds of things. It may not be satisfactory. As I said, in connection with the other cases we described this morning, the Supreme Court has traditionally recently sided in favor of religion in this case called Carson versus Macon. Even something as simple as Ramirez versus Collier, the fellow who's on death row right now, and all these other cases involving Boston, the flag, undeniably, the majority has said that religion wins. The Chief Justice has often spoken about not discriminating against religious interests. And so we'll see how that plays out in the coming term. Kristen, very much appreciate your comments and your questions this morning. There is yet another case that's out there on the docket. Very, very briefly, Supreme Court announcing very recently, it's hearing a case that could radically reshape how federal elections are conducted by giving state legislatures independent power. The doctrine is a thing called the Independent State Legislature Doctrine. Case comes out of North Carolina. It has to do with whether or not the state courts, as folks are saying there, were powerless to act under this doctrine, could not, in fact, review challenges to voting practices. As we all know, state voting, national polling done by state institutions has to do with the authority of state courts to review what's going on in elections coming up in 2022, certainly 2023, 2024, a major elections case also on the docket. And that concludes our arc of consideration of Supreme Court cases, past and continuing and in the future. It has been my great pleasure to be with you in these five arcs. Next week, we take up a whole new arc of cases that have to do with law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. Inviting you to come back. Join us again next week at 9 o'clock at the Shaw here in Waukesha, 540 AM, 101 FM, WAUK Radio. This is Morning Cannolis. I'm Jim Santel. Thank you so much for your time, your interest, your comments, your questions. Be well, be safe, and we'll talk to you again next week.